This is the Roxanne Show. Get ready. It's time to rise.
You explain the difference between a victim and victimization. Can you talk about that? Because I think that's so important.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
yes.
You do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So for me, the difference is, and I have this whole chapter around it because I think it's so important that, you know, while I've lived through domestic violence, while I've lived through, you know, being a victim of loss, losing my parents, losing my family, right? There's a difference between staying the victim and owning that story and having it be part of your identity versus, you know, and having that pity party for one, okay, versus, yeah, you living through a time of, you know, of extensive chaos and being oppressed and being bullied and sexual abuse and you know, domestic violence, but we don't have to live there, which is why I think early on in my life, you know, I made a choice even for, cause I started a nonprofit, shortly after I went through this big awakening in my marriage and post-divorce, that I wanted to help women who were also from immigrant backgrounds, who were in these kinds of patriarchal relationships where they didn't have income, they didn't know where to go, they were a victim in that sense, and they were victimized. And many of them came, they didn't have papers, you know, they didn't have places to go. For me, I didn't have anywhere to go for one night. And so I'm like, all right, let me sleep in my friends' couches. You know what I mean? But like some of these women, like, and I'm, you know, I was a thriving dentist.
Yeah.
You know, part of it was my ego that was like, I don't know who to trust, et cetera, right? There's so many things that go in your brain. But when I started my own organization wanting to solve this issue, there's so many reasons why so many of these women can't actually leave. Like, their perpetrators will find where they are. And so, and then they start to think that that reality isn't for them. And I mean, I'm using such a big example because that was part of my world for a very long time. But I think that I needed to give them a different reality to hold on to so that they could, from victim, go into that survival mindset because they had then survived something and they've overcome and accomplished this task. Like for me, leaving on December 31st, 2011, for some of these women to find a safe haven, to trust other people that they might not know the language completely, but these are people that are going to be able to help them, right? So, and then to give them the tools to retrain and reprogram their brain and unlearn all of the programming of why they're not good enough, why they're not worthy, why they're, you know, in this situation, to empower them to start taking, you know, into their own inner knowing and trusting their intuition and really building that, to then move into a thriving mindset. And the thriving mindset is, it's not about your story anymore. It's about, all right, how are you going to pay it forward for somebody else? And, you know, just in the work that I was able to do, and this was, you know, really empowering women and girls, you know, in the college and high school setup to not get into those types of relationships, to love themselves first. So they're not falling for like the first love bomb from somebody that only wants to prey on them. And I mean, it's a whole thing. And especially with, you know, I think TikTok was definitely not around at the time, but, to really move into a mindset where you're flourishing, and that's the thriving stage. That's like, I don't give an F about anybody else. I'm going to do what's me. And to move from those three mindsets, you know, it's not to say you'll never have a victim pity party for one. I mean, sucky moments happen and it's okay. Our feelings are valid. I'm talking about staying there and allowing it to be your identity and allowing it to be like, you know, and I think for a while, I never really wanted people to look at me as, oh, she's the domestic violence queen. Like, I never wanted to own that. You know, I never wanted to own the queen of grief either.
Yeah,
it's like not what I want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
All the time. Because I feel like I've mastered life so much that like joy exudes from my pores naturally. Like that's just who I am because of the contrast.
Yes.
Because I know that there were so many moments in my life where it was hard and toxic positivity really got me through that. I'm not saying that is for everyone because I mean, I think this book will show you how I actually really feel about toxic positivity.
Exactly.
But did it help? Was it my coping mechanism? Like some people have coping mechanisms of shopping.
Right.
Until they drop or being on the phone or gaming or, you know, sex addiction or whatever addictions we all have, our vices. Yeah. And for me, that toxic positivity led me, but it also broke me in so many ways to now have an appreciation of, yeah, but those other feelings are so valid and we need it because pain is an indicator of that next evolution for us. Pain is an indicator that, hey, we've got to go within. We've got to turn the stove off, so to speak, so that we're not going to burn our hands in the fire, turn it down. And that takes the time to witness. That takes time to actually acknowledge and say, okay, I'm not going to do as much. I'm just going to be here and sit here for now.
Queen, this is your call to greatness. If you are ready, and I mean truly ready, to shift anything in your outer experience, your outer reality, your finances, your health, your relationship, anything career related, anything spiritual, any shift that you want to make that has to do with your reality has to first start with shifting who you are, your self-identity. My Future Self Digital course is your supportive blueprint that helps you achieve this. The inner shapes the outer. So when you get crystal clear on your core beliefs, your core values, your core desires, your high hard goals, you know, when you learn how to rewrite parts of your past that maybe don't feel so great and instead leverage those experiences to be fuel for you to expand and to grow. This is how you start to change the game behind the game of life, which all starts and ends with you. I've designed this course from my heart, soul, and experience to be a femininely fierce experience for you to uncover and connect with your most authentic self. And as a Future Self student, you get 3 months free membership access to Queendom. This is where we really get to connect. Queendom is such a rad, sacred, empowered space where every month you get a live Q&A call with me so we can connect and troubleshoot any area of your life that you would like or just get some encouragement from me as well as the other queens in the community. This is a really sacred space and I will see you in Queendom.